Czechs do not eat a great deal of fish. However, for some reason or other, a great number of them are enthusiastic fish breeders. The Czech Republic belongs among the world's three largest aquarium fish exporters. In fact, exports of aquarium fish have exceeded the country's traditional exports of carp. According to data published by the Czech Statistical Office, Czechs exported around 240 tons of aquarium fish last year, worth more than 400 million crowns, nearly $25 million, and experts say the figures are probably much higher. So what makes Czechs so fond of tropical fish breeding? Petr Dvořák is the president of the Czech Union of Aquarium Fish Breeders.
Tak to je historická záležitost, protože české země jsou dlouhým.
There is a long tradition of tropical fish breeding in the Czech Republic. The 1950s saw a boom in this hobby. In the communist days, fish breeding was a good business when you consider that the purchasing prices of fish are only slightly higher today than they were 20 or 30 years ago. The growing number of small apartments also forced people to create a bit of nature in the home. Keeping aquarium fish was the easiest thing to do.
Ty akvarijní rybičky bylo vlastně to nejsnazší.
Petr Dvořák says it is impossible to establish how many Czechs currently own an aquarium, but estimates that every second or third household has some experience with tropical fish breeding. The small North Bohemian town of Rychnov nad Kněžnou at the foot of the Eagle Mountains has been holding annual tropical fish exhibitions for more than 30 years. The event is organized by local fish breeders, and this year boasted nearly 200 aquariums with 220 various fish species. Vladimír Hulman, the head of the town's fish breeding association, says the Czechs' love of tropical fish has a geographical reason.
No, to je jednoduché, protože Česká republika nemá moře.
The reason is obvious. It's because the Czech Republic doesn't have a sea. So people make up for it by breeding tropical fish at home. It's true that the sea is salty and we have mostly freshwater fish. That's because having a sea aquarium is much more financially demanding.
Mořské akvárium to je trošku o jiných penězích.
On a Sunday afternoon, the exhibition grounds in Rychnov nad Kněžnou are swarming with people who have come from far away to admire the colorful aquariums and to bring home some new acquisitions. The most popular are the traditional neon tetras with bright red bellies. Vladimír Hulman again.
When people set up their first aquariums, they don't care about what species they have, but what their fish look like. So they're mostly interested in colorful fish, such as the neon tetras, rainbow fish, or swordtails. They simply want something colorful.
In recent years, exports of aquarium fish have gone down a bit due to rising energy prices, the strengthening crown, and mainly cheap imports from Southeast Asia. However, Petr Dvořák of the Czech Union of Aquarium Fish Breeders says Czechs have an edge over their rivals due to the high quality of their aquarium fish.
Ta kvalita těch českých akvarijních ryb je špičková, a to je hlavní.
The quality of Czech aquarium fish is first class, and that is our main advantage in exports. We don't use antibiotics like they do in Southeast Asia, where tropical fish breeding is more like our pond breeding. Czech tropical fish are bigger and they are better adapted to life in an aquarium because they were already born in captivity.
Když si uvědomíme, že vlastně z těch akvarijních podmínek pocházejí.
If you were to look at Czech websites devoted to aquarium fish breeding, you would find that there is at least one fish exhibition on every month. In fact, one such event has just opened at Prague's Botanical Gardens. One of the people who are exhibiting their prize fish is Ondřej Sedláček. I met up with him to find out how he got involved in fish breeding.
My father has an aquarium at home, so aquarium were around me when I was very young at home.
So it was not your choice, you basically were already born into it.
Yeah, I follow the tradition of my family, and so that's the reason why I decided to have my own fishes at my age of, I don't know, 5 years. So they were my first fishes which I kept by myself.
How demanding is this hobby? How demanding is it financially and time-wise?
You have to take care of the fishes, I don't know, 2 hours each day. But it's not too financially demanding because many things we are able to do by ourselves at home. I for example, made my aquariums from old windows by myself. It's rather easy for us, for Czech keepers who are able to do that things at home by ourselves.
What if you want to leave for holidays? Who looks after your fish?
I have a special group of fishes because they live in African savanna, and you know that there are wet and dry season. So I've got these fishes for only 3-4 months. After that they die, and all the fishes are only in eggs, which you have in your table for several months. And after you are at home again, so you put water on that mat with the eggs, and the fry will develop after that. So you can have them also seasonally as they are in Africa.
Why is it that Czechs are so keen on tropical fish? Do you have any explanation?
I think many people want to have some small ecosystem in their small flats, and Czech people can do that without any special finances. So I think that's the reason why many Czech people have aquariums at homes, and they are good in it. And it's a rather special thing, a little bit different when you have cats or dogs at home, because you have to really take care for the small ecosystem, and you have to understand why the fishes feel good or bad.
Can you perhaps show me some of the fish here, the ones that you have at home?
Yes, you can see these fishes, which are called notobranchius. They are from Tanzania. And you can see that there is a very special thing, that males are very brilliantly colored and the females have no colors on their body. The reproduction is very fast, and they have to do all the things within 3 months, and after that they die. They are the first generation from wild fishes, which I caught in Mozambique this February.
What kind of water do you use, and what kind of feeding?
These fishes can survive in normal water, and I feed them by live food, larvae of mosquitoes, which I collect in nature, in ponds, for example, in lakes. It's the primary food of them in nature, so they love it very much.
Well, as you can see, being an aquarium fish breeder is much more adventurous and creative than it may seem at first sight.